Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hey, join 102.5, 106.3, The Game this Saturday at 3rd and Home, located at 919 3rd Avenue North in Germantown. For Preds Watch Party, as they'll take on the Philadelphia Flyers at 11:30. You can come watch the game, get some Preds swag, and also enter to win tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezbeck with you. We say hello to the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry. He is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. A little congratulations in order for you guys over there, top 20 radio station or radio shows, huh? Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks,
Barrett Sports Media putting that out. Appreciate that. Thanks as always. I want to start with something that I know is near and dear to you. It has to do with your New York Giants. But this is a
I thought you were going to talk about one of my kids. I mean, the Giants lost. Why are you bringing that up to me?
Well, I'm going somewhere with this. Cowboys
just
lost too, so it's fine. So we just had a debate. Geno Smith wins comeback player of the year, and I have a problem with that because what is he coming back from? He just hasn't played. It was a great story. I'm not taking anything away from it, but Saquon Barkley should have won comeback player of the year in my opinion because he's coming back from injury. He's battled injuries, you know, a lot of his career, has a tremendous season with the Giants. What are your thoughts on that?
To be honest with you, I didn't even know anyone won that. I think if you don't talk about Barkley and even, you know, Henry had great numbers last year, but, you know, he missed all those games. I think both those guys should have been 1-2, and I'd take either order. You could argue for Danny Dimes, not that he came back from anything except a bad season. But I don't know. I don't begrudge anyone an award, though. I hate when people get mad at other people's joy. So I'm happy for Smith wherever he plays.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I know he used to play for a team I hated, though. So
he did.
Maybe that's where he's coming back. He's coming back from, like, football purgatory, maybe. That's why he won.
There you go.
It's always good when you can, you know, dig on a team wearing green, right?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Wednesday night was a lot of fun. Nash Vegas, the first one that you all have been able to have in 3 years due to COVID and everything. You raised $150,000 for the Preds Foundation. I've said this to you. I've said this to everybody. This is my favorite event that you all put on. You put on a lot of great events for the Preds Foundation. But I really loved the feel this year. You could go, you know, sit and play blackjack with some of the players and executives and just kind of mix and mingle. It was very low key, but an awesome event.
You know, it really was. And I think the reason people have so much fun at it is everyone is relaxed. Everyone kind of takes their kind of game face off or their business face off. And everyone just gets together and has fun. And, you know, seeing Michelle walking around and you walking around, you know, all of our radio personalities, our players. It's a cool vibe. I left for about an hour, went down to the Father Ryan game to watch my son coach. We won, by the way, and
nice.
Then came back
Congrats.
To it. And it was a fun win. But it's cool being there when people walk in. It was actually even more fun walking back into the middle of the event and really seeing everyone just, you know, spilling around, having fun, you know, visiting different food stations, bidding things up. But just laughing at tables together. It's a great event. So thank you both for being there and always 102.5 for bringing life to it.
Yes, we had a lot of fun at the event. We got Sean Henry, president and CEO of the Preds, on with us. Sean, coming up on Monday, PK Subban night is going to be here in Nashville. You guys are going to honor him. He's meant so much to this Predators organization, you know, even when he left the team. What can you say about, you know, just the chatter about, you know, honoring him on Monday night, and just PK Subban as a whole and what he's meant to the Predators?
Well, as you were asking that question, I texted Jared Stillman to let him know we're going to lead into his appearance at 10 o'clock. Because if you have to talk about the virtues of PK Subban and what he meant to this team in the city, it's going to take a lot longer than this segment. So, it's hard to sum up what he did for us as an organization. You know, our best years on the ice were with him here. But I also think some of our best years off the ice were the programs that he put together. And everything he did was bigger and better than any of us thought could happen. You know, his first Christmas here, he was doing a Christmas party for a bunch of kids. And all of a sudden we see Dierks Bentley walk in the building. You know, he arranged for him to come and be a part of it. And then he comes rolling up on a horse-drawn carriage, you know, dressed in old English garb. I mean, the presents will be great for those kids. The time with he and Dierks will be great for the kids. But riding on a horse-drawn carriage that he was driving around the city of Nashville, that's something when they're 60 years old they'll talk about. So everything he did had that extra touch, that extra care. He was so thoughtful and purposeful in everything he did that I can't say enough good things about him on the ice and then off the ice. But, you know, his legacy, to me anyway, is the Blue Lines Buddy program that he built. And, you know, we don't have enough time to talk about it, but, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I forget when it was exactly, but, you know, there was a lot of anger in the country. A lot of people were talking about, you know, are players going to kneel at the anthem or not kneel? You know, why are people angry? What are they angry about? How are they going to show their displeasure? So we got together with our leadership team like we always do and just kind of talked about, you know, what's our team going to do? What if a player does this? What do we do? How do we support them? How do we encourage them in different ways? And I'll never forget in that meeting, you know, it was all our captains and Pekka and David Poile, myself, and Lavi was in the room. PK just stopped. He said, well, let's talk about why people are angry. What is causing this disharmony in our community and across our country? And, you know, there was a divide, you know, or is a divide between our police department and a lot of neighborhoods. And he said, well, let's look at that. And how do we bring that together? How do we bridge that? Who cares how we're showing our anger or happiness or displeasure? Let's figure out why people are angry and solve that. Now, I'm not kidding you guys. I get chills when I talk about it. I kind of pushed back in my seat and looked at him and thought, you know, I'm with a different type of a person. He didn't want to treat symptoms. He wanted to go right to the disease and cure it. And he said, look, let's face it. You watch a game with a stranger, you become friends with that stranger. You have a meal with a stranger, you become friends with that stranger. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when you spend 5 minutes talking to someone, you end up kind of liking them. And if you spend 3 or 4 hours with that person, you know, you start with meeting our team, you then have dinner in Patron Club, then you watch a game, then you go back down and meet our team. And you do that with police officers and kids that maybe you've never seen a hockey game before. Maybe they never sat with a police officer and saw the good side of people. Maybe the police officer never saw those kids as individuals as well. You can bring the community together. And, you know, that he started it. You know, we tried to get other teams to copy it in our city, around the country. I think some still will, or I hope they do. Because Monday night, we're going to have a reunion of those officers and those kids, and we're still doing the program. And he has touched hundreds and hundreds of lives where people are changing the way they think, how they connect with each other. And that's going to pay dividends for generations to come. I mean, he's more than a special man. He's an incredible person.
And like you said, PK Subban Night will be coming up on Monday, just a couple days away. But Sean, about a month away, the SEC will be coming into town. SEC tournament was in Tampa last year. It's going to be back in Nashville this year and for a bunch of years to come. What does it mean to be able to have, you know, the entire SEC men's basketball tournament here? You had the women's also last year, to come into Bridgestone and be able to put that event on here.
I'm so grateful to Greg Sankey. You know, he is he's by far and away the best commissioner in college sports, and right up there with one of my two favorite commissioners of all sports. And when he was the associate commissioner back in 2010, 2011, he and I have known each other a long, long time. And he asked us, you know, if we were going to bid on, you know, the next SEC tournament that was in cycle. And we sat down together, and then we spent 2 hours together and 5 hours. And we ended up spending the whole week together. And we laid out and actually nailed the next 12 SEC tournaments, 9 men and 3 women's. And in the middle of that run, which should have taken us through 2025, we sat back down together and said, you know what, why don't we just make this the permanent home of the men and find a permanent home for the women? And that's exactly what we did. So last year was the last year the men will leave Nashville. And I think the women's permanent home is in Greenville, which is a great size building, a great city, much like our building in the middle of downtown. So you had 2 central hubs for, I think, the best basketball tournaments in sports that we all get to call home. So if it weren't for Greg's vision of what Nashville was going to be, what our building could be, what our team could be, our organization could be, we're not doing this. So I'm always grateful for his faith and trust in us. And we're going to enjoy SEC basketball till time ends. I mean, most certainly through the end of my career.
Sean Henry is with us, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. Also, you know, I love following you on Instagram because you'll post pictures of things. There's no caption. You just get to kind of figure out exactly what it is. But you've been posting a lot from Clarksville in F&M Bank Arena, that new facility up there, the new Ford Ice Center. I think it's awesome, that partnership that you have with the city of Clarksville, with Austin Peay. Looks like that thing is ready to go here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's ready to burst, but I'm laughing because my 15-year-old daughter gets so mad at me that I never post captions on Instagram. And she, you know, she cuts class for this show segment, you know, so she's probably outside of Father Ryan
Smart
right
girl.
Now, almost getting detention. Yeah, to hear you guys talk to her dad, but she's rolling her eyes right now. But yeah, Clarksville is amazing. I'm working with Montgomery County and the city of Clarksville, and of course, Austin Peay and their leadership with Dr. Licari and Gerald Henderson, or Harrison, rather. Oh my gosh, she's going to kill me for that. It's been so, so wonderful. I mean, everything is yes, let's do it. The only time they hesitate in saying yes to us is when they challenge us in how to make something even better. And, you know, F&M Bank Arena is going to do for Clarksville what Bridgestone Arena did for Nashville. It already has. You know, there's development going up around it. You know, you have probably six new restaurants within less than a quarter of a mile of the arena. You have a vacant hotel that just got bought and is going to be converted into a new flag and renovated and open. You have two new parking garages going up. It'll connect the campus to downtown, and it'll give Austin Peay men and women's programs a place to call home, a dedicated training center, their offices, and it'll change what's possible, for the Govs. So if you haven't been up there in a while, get on up there. But yeah, we're going to start loading in some rehearsals in that building. We're going to kick the doors open on the ice rink and start doing some free programs. And then probably in a month or so, we're going to announce a few concerts. And before you know it, we'll be tipping off for the first time ever with those great programs.
That's going to be awesome. Very, very cool facility, and I look forward to checking it out for myself as well. All right, Sean, before we let you go, Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Do you have a pick?
You know what? We're preparing the menu now ever since the good teams lost. So now the focus is not on the game. I mean, I assume it'll be on my TV. Hopefully I'll have a couple winning squares. But for me, it's all about the food. And we're trying something new this year. We're going to do some smoked lamb.
Ooh.
Along with probably 20 other favorites, and we'll have some food contests with some neighbors and friends that'll fill up our house. But I could care less about the game. I don't know about you guys. Well,
there's no way you're rooting for the Eagles.
I know you're rooting
for the Chiefs.
Well, you know what? The Arrowhead Stadium was one of my accounts. The Chiefs were one of my accounts. Christian Okoye and I follow each other, by the way, on social media. I love the Nigerian Nightmare. So of course I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I thought that was a foregone conclusion. But what I'd really like to see is just, something that would make the Eagles fans cry a little bit. So I hope, Patrick Mahomes just continues to show how special he is. With that said, though, I'm a really, really big fan of a couple of players on the Eagles. It's hard for me to say that. But if you don't like Jalen Hurts and you don't like the way he's stepped forward every single year since he was at Alabama, he's something to see and he's fun. So as much as I say I don't really want to watch a game, of course I'll be drawn into it and sucked in and watching the commercials. We'll all critique the acts, but yeah, no, I want the Chiefs to win in a shutout.
All right, there we go. That's his pick.
So, you know what the score is going to be, right?
Oh, I knew you were going to 38-9 or whatever you do.
38-9. Never happened in a Super Bowl yet, but it's going to happen this year if it's not a shutout.
Okay, all right, there we go. That's his official pick. Sean, thanks as always. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you. Let's get 2 points in Philadelphia, and then we'll see you Monday at Bridgestone Arena.
Thanks, Sean.
Chase, I know you want to go to commercial, but I don't care about commercials. You missed the biggest thing this weekend. Tomorrow morning at Bellevue Ford Ice Center, you and Pete Weber will be there.
That's right.
Hosting our EA Gaming Day that bleeds right on into our morning matinee, our 11:30 game against Philadelphia. So get out to Bellevue. You'll see, I think it's what, 16 or 24 of our winners from the online contest, and you'll see them compete for the Smashville Championship belt. And then obviously see us take on Smashville. And there's no better way to watch a game than with two legends of radio, Pete Weber and Chase McCabe.
Awesome. Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
I just want to keep talking. Yeah, I want to keep talking through your commercials to make Jared late. You can bump him, to put other ones in.
I mean, I've already bumped him to 10:30, so it's fine. You just keep going.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great seeing you guys Wednesday night, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thanks
Sean. Appreciate it. Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us. He does that every Friday at 9:15. Coming up next, we have a lot of text to get to. I think it's kind of a mixed bag of where people are going with this, with comeback player of the year.
I've got some receipts too for next segment.
Yeah, you got some receipts. That's fine. We will get back into that next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.